Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, as you can imagine, the polls will open at 7 o'clock today, so the election does dominate a lot of the front pages. So we'll turn our attention to some of the other stories in the papers and leading the papers as well. And the lead story on the Irish Examiner, drunk driving death entirely preventable. Woman jailed for 4 years after pleading guilty to dangerous driving, causing the death of her best friend. And we covered this court case yesterday extensively on a news talk on the news bulletins. Also on the front of the Irish Examiner, they lead with an international story. Israel and Hezbollah claim violations of ceasefire. Israel and Hezbollah have accused each other of breaching a ceasefire that aims to halt over a year of fighting. A day after the truce came into effect, the Israeli military said its air force struck a facility used by Hezbollah to store mid-range rockets in southern Lebanon yesterday. And Hezbollah lawmaker also in turn accused Israel of violating that deal. So we'll keep a close eye on the developments there in the Middle East. And also on the front of the Examiner is the legal action on misleading sales. Ireland's Consumer Protection Watchdog has launched proceedings against a number of retailers for breaking sales pricing rules, which you heard about in the news bulletin. The Irish Times, again, the election's on the front page there. And then also there's a housing story on the front of the Irish Times. Almost 1,000 vie for affordable homes in Shankill. Almost 1,000 prospective home buyers have applied for just 51 houses, costing up to €495,000 in the state's most expensive affordable purchase housing scheme to date. And that's at Shangana Castle, and Olivia Kelly reporting on that on the front page of the Irish Times. Again, the election leading the Irish Independent. The Herald, it features a court case yesterday, the horror attack in Mountjoy. And a Mountjoy prisoner has been convicted of murdering a fellow inmate by that he had lured into his cell. That's the lead story, and a grim description of what happened there on the front of the Herald. The Irish Daily Mirror, again, the election, it's election day. That's today, of course, the polls opening there. And much the same, the story is on the Irish Daily Star and the Irish Daily Sun. So again, the election with the polls opening shortly, leading all the papers. Well, inside, the Irish Independent, it has a story on body image, lack of exercise and pressure from parents affecting youth mental health. A survey has found concerns about body image, substance abuse and inadequate physical exercise are among the reasons cited by people who believe the mental health of younger people has deteriorated. And that's according to a new poll. It's a Red Sea poll that found that 1 in 5 blamed pressure from parents, and more than a third suggested poor sleep, with a similar number naming academic stress, including the Leaving Cert. The poll was commissioned by the youth mental health organisation Spun Out. And overall, more than 6 in 10 people questioned believe the mental health of young people in Ireland has become worse over the past 5 years. Inside the Independent again, the Salvation Army report on homeless families hits record mark. A total of 205 homeless families were supported with emergency accommodation by the Salvation Army across Dublin last year, marking a record year for the charity. It provided emergency shelter for an extra 32 homeless families in Dublin. Last year, its newly released annual report has shown the 205 families took refuge in the Salvation Army's 3 family hubs across the capital. That compares to 173 in 2022. Another international story that caught my eye in the this time inside the Irish Examiner, and that's Georgia suspends talks on joining the European Union for 4 years. Georgia suspending talks on its bid to join the EU. Its Prime Minister has said, in view of what he described as blackmail and manipulation from some of the bloc's politicians. And the statement yesterday came hours after he was reappointed to the job by members of the governing Georgian Dream Party after its disputed victory in last month's parliamentary election, which sparked protests and led to an opposition boycott of parliament. And there have been more protests overnight in Georgia on this. And of course, there's all that kind of link with Russia as well. There's that debate here in, and that, if you like, battle between Russia and the EU, if you like, for influence in Europe, playing out in the streets there in Georgia. And that's one to watch, and it's going to be in the news today, I reckon. In the Irish Times home news, some shopkeepers turning their backs on Black Friday. So Conor Pope reports that while more than 30% of Irish consumers will look to take advantage of Black Friday discounts this weekend, some shoppers, retailers and lobby groups are turning away from the sales window over concerns about its impact on their margins and the planet. And according to a recent report from the CCPC, interest in Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales shopping has dropped significantly when compared with last year. Only 36% of those surveyed expecting to shop in the sales compared to 45% last year. And despite the fall off in interest, though, among some shoppers, those who do go out in search of bargains are likely to spend more than ever, with the average expected to spend up to €431 compared to €343 in 2023. So that's an interesting article there on Black Friday and the hype around it in the Irish Times. In the Irish Independent, Gardaí believe €2.6 million haul of cocaine was intended for the Christmas social scene. So this seizure featured on the news yesterday, but the Gardaí investigating if a cocaine distribution centre discovered in a South Dublin apartment is connected to a major crime gang based in the west of the city, and investigators believe the major drugs haul was intended for the Christmas social scene and that a significant sale and supply network has now been disrupted. Also on that page is an interesting story from Scotland. The UB40 singer Campbell was turned away from a Scottish hotel because of his name. This is Ali Campbell. I have to confess, I'm a UB40 fan. Went to see them in Dublin earlier this year. Ali Campbell may have made a name for himself as a successful music artist, still selling out venues around the world after four decades, but found that this carried no weight at a hotel in Scotland. He found himself unceremoniously turned away when attempting to check in to a hotel because not everyone in Scotland likes the name Campbell due to an infamous clan dispute that took place centuries before he was even born. And so when he it just describes there how he tried to check into the hotel and then they spotted his name and then refused him. So that was quite interesting. I didn't think that feud was still ongoing. The Herald, space science relevant to life on Earth, according to a Belfast astronaut, experiments conducted in space are directly relevant to people's day-to-day lives on Earth, Irish astronaut Rosemary Coogan has said. The European Space Agency astronaut from Belfast has just started a new phase in her training when she will spend 6 months at NASA centres in the US, and the training will prepare her for spacewalks and include learning about the parts of the International Space Station and how to repair it. And Ms Coogan has not yet been assigned a mission, but the aim is for her to visit the ISS by 2030. And then another story that just caught my eye in the London Times, the headlines that spark outrage most likely to be shared. Have you ever been outraged by something you read on social media? Did your sense of indignation have you reaching for the share or repost button to alert others to the injustice? Many people fall victim to a key weapon used by those who spread fake news and misinformation online. A study has found that if a post or headline is designed to provoke a sense of moral outrage, people are much more likely to share and spread than a post without first checking whether it's true or even reading the information.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.